Yeah, so we're just working through the ptosis on hay, amoebas, and beta. So we started last week. I don't know if we put it on tape or not. But anyway, so after his criticism of Rashi is basically that Rashi's learning El Mulhahara. He has two criticisms of Rashi. One is historical, that he holds that the B'mshocha Yovel is referring to the first Maimed, Maimed HaSinai and the first Luchos. And that's a heter for after that. And but Al Kisvar he holds whenever the Isser has the heter in it, it doesn't need, that's not what this Gemara is talking about. That doesn't need a matir afterwards. Meaning to say that there can be such a thing as a conditional Isser. It can be an Isser that is intrinsically limited by Zman. So or for one event. So therefore, and it doesn't need a matir afterwards. So therefore, he learns like this. He learns that the pasuk of B'mshocha Yovel is really the matir for the first Isser. Because the first Isser didn't have any condition. It just says, V'igbalta es ha'om sovev leimor hishamru lochem lalos b'hor nego b'katzeu. Right? It just says a blanket statement. Nobody should go up. Border, fence off the... You mark off draw a border around the mountain, keep the people out, and tell them, telling them that hishamu lechem alos behar when the gobel katzeo, don't go up to the mountain, don't touch it. That has no implication of heter. Right? There's no message. There's no indication of how long the issue is for. So that needs b'mshocha yovel. Right, but the pasuk of Al Tigu Al Yiru Mul Horahu has an intrinsic mashmos of heter of Hahorahu, like Rashi says. That doesn't need any pasuk to be matir. Aye, but if you need a matir, if the first pasuk is just a blanket iser, and you need a matir, so what's the raya? So what's the idea that the Gemara is trying to prove, that anytime you have an Isser, you need to have a heter? That's a davar pashut. Why would you think you wouldn't need to have the heter? Right? Now, this whole Gemara is telling you, kol davar shebeminyan tzarich minyan acher la'atiro. Right? And it's obviously not talking about where they're ochre the thing that was originally made. That's pashut. You need another basin to override what the first basin does. Right? So therefore he says, no, it means to say like this. That al pi svara they could have figured out that the first azhara was only because of the shechina. Right, that's the main difference between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi seems to hold that even it, like those shitas by the Charama, that even an iser that has in it the mashmos of when the heter is, still needs another matir. Whereas Tosfos holds that the Gemara is only referring to cases where the form of the Isser is absolute, but al pi svara you could understand that it's totally on something else. But if it was expressly stated that it's only for this duration, then it wouldn't need any other matir. Right, so that's what he says. That's difficult for Tosfos, right? That's difficult. Pshat-wise, that's difficult. What does that have to do with his... according to Tosfos, that pasuk shouldn't be brought down at all. Right? Zehu shelo tomar demimshoch hayovel osi lemishri kishi yifsku ha-kolos. Afal pi shelo nistalko ha-shechina adayin. V'haya tera lo ha-vishmaina memela misvara. All right, so the Pshat is like this. He's saying the Gemara has to establish one thing. Has to establish that B'mshoch, again, you have to remember, what's the whole thing that we're looking for? We're looking for an Isser that has a svara of when it should be mutter. And yet there's a pasuk telling you that the very thing that you would know alpi svara. Right? That would be a raya that even though the chalos of the takana is gone, like we were saying last week, even though the chalos of the takana is gone, you still have to keep the takana, right? So he says, but there's a possibility here. There's a possibility that when it says in Yutess, Bimshoch Hayovel, Hema Yalu Vahar, that what does that mean?
Shofar.
Just the shofar, even though the Shekhinah is there. That would be a heter that you wouldn't know al pisvar. Right? So if that's what Bimshoch Hayovel is referring to, then you have no raya that kol davar shebimin tzorich minyan acher latira. Right? No, because it's got to be that the heter that's in the pasuk is exactly the heter you would have known al pisvar. But what would you have known al pisvara? All you would have known al pisvara is when the Shekhinah is removed, then it's mutter. So if Bimshoch Hayovel is giving you something more than that, then you have no raya that kol davar shebimin tzorich minyan acher latira. It's a different matir. It's not a matir. You would have known al pisvara. So that's why he has to. That's why he says the Gemara has to bring in the second pasuk over there to show you that in the second luchos, even though there were no kolos, they still had to wait until the Shekhinah. Right. So you see that the heter has nothing to do with kolos. It really has to do with Shekhinah. It's a brilliant tosis. It's a beautiful tosis, just the way he works out the pshat in this Gemara. Alright, let's just appreciate the pshat for a minute. Okay, should we go through it more carefully?
Yeah.
He's going like this. He's saying, what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says that why do you need, what's Bimshoch Hayovel doing? Okay, so the first part he, because Lechem or Lehem Shuv Lechem or Lechem might not have proven, might not be a proof, because you could say it's talking about a Chiyuv, not a Heter. Okay. But now Tosis is learning Al Pisvara, like we're saying, that anything that he does not hold like Rashi, that there can't be an Isser that is intrinsically limited. So he holds if the Pasuk were expressing an intrinsically limited Isser, you wouldn't need any matir, you wouldn't need a new statement of heter. So that's what's bothering. That's the main problem that he's bothered with. If you're going to say gam atzom v'bakar yirul mol harahu is an intrinsically limited iser, so what would you wouldn't need a bimshoch hayovel to be matir. That's like saying don't do something for 3 months and then saying at the end of 3 months they have to say you can do it. He does not hold from that. Okay, so again, Tosis is saying that, right, it wouldn't need a heter. It wouldn't need the statement of heter. Okay. It wouldn't require a statement of heter. So he holds that the only thing that requires, he holds that the Gemara is really talking about a case where Alpi Svara, where the form of the Isser is absolute, but Alpi Svara, there's a reason to say that it really means a limited Isser, an Isser that's totally on something. Okay. Now, so the problem is, so how is he learning the Pshat in the Gemara? So he learns like this, Toshma. Bimshocha Yovel Hema Yalu Bahar. That's his proof. That's the end of the proof. What's the proof? The Pasuk says, don't go up to Har Sinai. Right? Higbalta, don't go up to Har Sinai. That's by the first event. Right? And that's an unlimited statement of Isser. Right? It's an absolute statement of Isser. Within the statement, Higbalta Sahom Savavli Mori Shom Lochem Alos Bahar Nagoba Katsayu, it doesn't say anything about based on the condition of the mountain. It just is a blanket Isser. Right? But Al Pi Svara, we would know that it's related to the Shekhinah. Amazing Tosus. Amazing Tosus. No. Just Al Pi Svara. Right? Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, tell Bnei Yisrael. This is already after Hayunachon Yom HaShlishi. Right? Vayunachonam Yom HaShlishi, ki Yom HaShlishi, Yered Hashem Le'enei Kol Oma Har Sinai. Vehigbalto Es Ha'om Sovev Le'mor. Right? So, Al Pi Svara, he's saying you would know that statement is related to the Gilui Shechina. And with the Siluk Shechina, it should be Mutter. Just Al Pi Svara. If that was the only thing that was said, there would be no doubt, he's saying, there would be, or at least it would be clear Al Pi Svara that it's Mutter after the Shechina is gone. So that's what the Gemara says. Aye, but yet it says Bimshocha Yovel. That proves that whenever there's an Isser that is given, even though Al Pi Svara you know that it's bottle already, it needs another minion to be matir. Right? So then, but the problem with Tosos is, why does the Gemara go on? That's the problem. Michti ksiv gamatzon v'bokol yomoru. What does that have to do with anything? According to Tosfos, that has nothing to do with his proof. Because that's a pasuk that has an intrinsic heter in it. That doesn't need a bimshocha yovel. Right? So he says, no. That's just to clarify one point. Because you might think that bimshocha yovel is giving a new heter. Saying, without, when there are no kolos, even though there's shechina, you're allowed to go on Har Sinai. And if that were the heter of Bimshocha Yovel, then the Gemara would have no proof, because that's not something you could know Al Pi Svara. Right? Gil? That's not something you would know Al Pi Svara. So it goes to the second Luchos to show you that even though there were no kolos there, it was usher for them to go up as long as the Shechina was there. So it doesn't make sense to say in the first Luchos it was any different. So therefore, Bimshocha Yovel is not telling you a din that when there are no kolos, you're allowed to go up, but that Bimshocha Yovel is when the Shechina will be gone. And it's really just telling you when the Shechina is gone, you're allowed to go onto the Har, which is something you would have known purely from Svara anyway. You get it? He has to go to the second Luchos to show you that there's no idea, because he says there were no kolos in the second Luchos. So you need to, the second Luchos is just a raya, is just to foreclose one possibility that would have destroyed the proof. Because the proof is tolay on saying that the heter of Bimshocha Yovel is only related to Shechina. And that would be a proof, because that you would know Al Pi Svara. But if Bimshocha Yovel is telling you a different din of kolos, you would never know that Al Pi Svara, and then you'd have no proof that kol davar shebe'in zarach miyach la'atiro. So the Gemara has to go to the second Luchos, where there were no kolos, he says, to show you that over there, just like over there, it's all totally on Shechina, over here it's also all totally on Shechina. And Bimshocha Yovel is just telling you when the shofar stops, you'll know the Shechina is gone, you can go up. But you wouldn't need it at all. Whereas according to Rashi, the whole proof is coming from the second. The proof needs the second pasuk, because the second pasuk is really the iser that the Mshocha Yovel is coming to undo.
If Mshocha Yovel was literally the kolos, then wouldn't that be an intrinsic heter also?
That's right. Now, it's factually there's a machlok between Rashi if the Shechina was there the entire time from the first from Har Sinai till the end of the second Luchos. Rashi holds it was. Tosus seems to hold it wasn't. Okay. So the Rashba tries to learn Rashi, tries to learn Tosfos into Rashi, because he doesn't want to. He says that he has Rashi as the Baal Memra of that the Charamim don't need a heter. So then he's bothered with, why does Rashi say that Bhavayaso sounds like a case of Charamim? So he has to try to work Rashi out. So he's not saying that. Okay. But if you look at Rashi and Sanhedrin on Nun Tes Amud Beis, the Gemara has the same discussion, and it says Ve'leichem Olohem Shuvu Lochem Olaleichem. So Kol Tov Shebamin Zoch Miyachel Atiro. Here Rashi says like this: listen, the Kol Tov Shebaminin Lo Nishnes B'Sinai Ella Mipnei She'Oser Lohem Tashmish Shloshiyom. So why does it say Leichem Olohem? Only because it said in Issa Tashmish Shlosha Yamim Kodam Matan Torah, right? Ve'yunichalim Shlosha Yamim. Ve'ula'acha Shlosha Yamim Hutzrach Lahati Lehem. But after 3 days, they needed the heter. Ve'afagav de Memela Mishtama Hetera. Still not totally clear. You could learn it both ways too, right? Da'ha Shlosha Yamim Hu De'asar. But then it's pretty clear. Says no, the Isser was only for 3 days. Vare Avru, and they're gone. Ashma Inan Kra Lechol Dover HaNesar B'minyan based in Alpha Pisha Kavu Zman Lidavar. Right? Can't be clearer now. Tzarech Limnos Pamacheres Lahatiro Kishavar Zman. So Rashi clearly, at least the Rashi in Sanhedrin, is clearly taking the position that Tosus disputes. Right? That even though the Isser itself has a Kviya Saman, Rashi's here saying it needs a Heter. Yeah. See, Tosus mentions like this on Sanhedrin, it's interesting. He says, Pirsha Kuntras, Kol Dovar Nesav Min, Afilu Kavu Zman, Ledovar, Tsaruch Min Achelatiru Kishiyavu Zman, Vishuv Choser. Upirish al tigshu el isha lo hava bezman. So Tosa says that was Rashi's original idea, and then he changed his mind. That al tigshu el isha does not have a zman. Vadik siva yunicholim shoshes yomim hainu lekabel hatorah bayom shlishi. Aval davar hakotzev lezman yavar zman umutar me'elav. Right. So Tosa says that was Rashi changed his mind. Originally he held that even if it has a Zman intrinsic to the Isser, it would need a Heter. And then he changed his mind to say, no, that wouldn't need a Heter. It's only if it sounds, if only if the form of the Isser is absolute. Now he's like, yes, v'chi tema. So if you're going to tell me now that when something has an intrinsic limitation, it does need a heter, so which does need a heter? Things that don't have a limitation, so that's davar pashut. V'chi tema, ibe davar shenigzer stam pshita tzach minyachel atiro. Right? Now he's not going to tell me the things, so what needs a heter? Things that don't have a limitation, well, that's pashut. Right? Itzrich solka daitachamina kevin de bottle dover sheneser avuro memela hutar. Right? It's nothing new. It's just nice to see Tosus like this. Tosus actually discusses the whole thing very succinctly. You know, it goes through the problems. Kigon hocha shenesru betashmish kidei lekavol tor v'chiyahi de perakam of the beitza de kerem revoy haya ola liushalayim. Mahalach Yom, L'chol Tzad, K'dei La'ateh Shuk Yerushalayim B'peros. Daf Lach HaChorban, Hutzruch Min Achel HaTiro. Yeah. So Tosus over here goes through the... But I still don't feel totally... I still think we need to think about this Machlokas a little bit more carefully. Because Rashi, that first Shita is very difficult. To say that it really had an Isser of Zman. Strange. I know we said something about it last week, but I'd like to think about it a little bit more. Okay, but meanwhile, let's go a little further in the Gemara and Beitza. I just want to get the chat right, and we'll chat straight, and we'll continue We'll go back to try to get the work on the Sefarad tomorrow. But I would like to finish up the sugya. That's also part of my plan here. So anyway, so what are we up to now? So now the question is, how do we get here? Because Rav Yosef said a strange thing. He said that the egg needs another minion. Right? Even though they changed, even though Rav Yochanan and Zakkai moved it back to the original way, but the Beitza still needs another minion to be matirat. So the Gemara says, V'chi tema Beitza nami imnu alo Rav Yochanan and Zakkai v'shar yuha. So that was Rav Yosef's question. Do you think that the Beit, hashta hoda Rav Yosef la suki milsa. Right? Now Rav Yosef is finishing his statement. That he said, "Af mitikas Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai ve'elach beitza asura," right? Beitza b'minyan mihavi. I'm sorry, that's the answer, right? So that was Rabbi Yosef's question. Do you think that they actually convened about the egg? So the egg became asur originally, and they never had they never convened about the beitza. So the beitza will stay in its isur. So the Gemara says, "V'chi tema beitza nami imnu alo, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai v'shar yuha." Yep, that was Rav Yosef, right? "Ki imnu aedus a beitza lo imnu." They never made a minyan about the beitza, just about the minyan. Is anybody here totally confused? Good. Because it doesn't make any sense what he's saying. Amalei Abaye, Atu Beitza B'minyan Mihave. When did they ever talk about the egg? They never made a gzera on an egg, right? Klum Husku B'minyan Arishon La'osra. They were never convened to say, hey, let's asa the egg. All they did was, they said, let's stop accepting Eidos. And then the egg was Mamela Asr. Right? Amalei Abaye, Atu Beitza B'minyan Mihava. The Beitza was never in the Minyan. Mihava Beitza Be'edus Tal Yamilsa. Whatever the din by the Beitza is dependent on the Edus. It's our Edus, it's our Beitza. Ishtri Edus, Ishtri Beitza. So the question is, what is Rav Yosef thinking over here? What is he thinking? I mean, Abaye is very clear, right? Abaye is very clear. That's the end of Rav Yosef. He never returns. Rav Yosef says the Beitza is going to be usher even after the takan of Yochanan Zakkai to accept the Edom. Because they never, because Rav Yochanan, do you think Rav Yochanan Zakkai would convene about an egg? No. So then it was Davish of Minyan Tzarech Minyan Achilat Tiro, and there never was a second minyan to be mata the egg. So Abaye said, what are you talking about? There never was a first minyan to asa the egg. Right?
But it came as a side effect.
It came as a side effect of the Edus. So when they asked the Edus, the egg became usher. When they matter the Edus, the egg becomes mutter.
And many things are side effects.
Yeah, many things are side effects. So take a look. I mean, the Rashba tries to work with this problem. It's very difficult what Rav Yosef is talking about.
But he does hold there was a minion for this, he mounted this Takana, right?
Absolutely. That's what the Gemara says. That's what the Mishnah says.
Right.
Okay. Okay, so let's do this. For tomorrow,